Two Tommies escorted Kurt down a flight of stairs to a basement corridor and into an interrogation room. There they strip-searched him. Kurt found the procedure humiliating, dehumanizing, although a small part of his mind found it comical. When the search was complete, his clothes were returned. The room was drab, grey, lacking windows, poorly lit and equipped with two canteen chairs on either side of a plain wooden table. Within 30 minutes the door opened and Kurt was joined by a rotund man in his early 60s wearing a shabby military uniform. The officer sat down facing Kurt.
"Welcome to England," he said, in perfect German.
"Thank you," Kurt replied.
"You may call me Colonel Scott," said the officer, continuing in German. "What is your full name and rank?"
"Kevin O'Reilly, Oberleutnant."
The colonel pursed his lips. "Your real name, if you don't mind."
"Please understand, Colonel, I need to protect my real identity. I am a wanted man in Germany with a price on my head."
"You're going to have to trust me," said the colonel. "I promise your name will not pass beyond these four walls."
Kurt took a deep breath and said, "Kurt Müller, Oberleutnant."
"A deserter from the Abwehr, I'm given to understand."
The word shocked Kurt momentarily. He had not considered it before, but that's exactly what he was, a deserter. The word carried unpleasant connotations. Deserters were the lowest form of life in the eyes of the Wehrmacht. They could be shot on sight.
"I'd like you to tell me your story," said Colonel Scott, switching to English. "From the beginning, if you would. Leave nothing out."